folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for March 4th, 2025. So in today's news, here's what we're going to go over. Tariffs are starting to really play repercussions on us. Stock futures are under pressure once again today because of retaliations on tariffs. Yesterday, we saw a Dow Jones that was down, I think 500 to 600 points. We're going to take a dive into how tariffs are affecting everything right now. We're actually going to take an interview with CNBC's head analyst right through here, Steve Leisman. He's going to give us his take on these tariffs as well. Are they going to be inflationary? And what's the Federal Reserve going to do? So that's what we're also going to look at what the Fed's expected to do. Here's what they're looking at. Here's the data, the top data that the Federal Reserve looks at. And then what's the probability that they're going to cut in the future? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So without further ado, let's get to it. My name is Dan Ferro, where I hope to be your nationwide mortgage loan officer. I'll tell you all about me at the end of this video, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to help you guys shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Check out the end of this video on how we do that. So without further ado, here's what mortgage rates are. That's why you're here. Okay, so let me explain this. There's a lot of newbies to the channel. Up through here, these aren't my rates. Okay, whose rates these are? These are Mortgage News Daily. They post these rates every day to give us an idea what's going on with rates. So they surveyed lenders all over the country and they ask them these five questions. Five questions are very important. Three of these are probably like, you're like, hey, Dan, those are me. But you're buying your first house, it's going to be a single family home, and you're going to live there. It's your primary home. So you might be saying, Dan, that's me. Okay, there's two other pieces of the puzzle here. So I always tell you guys, make sure you look inside the book's cover. Don't just look at it like interest rates. You can't be just wowed over the rate. You also have to check the fees. So we go down through here, and this person is putting down 25% because they have a loan at 75%. They have a 780 credit score. So if you're putting down 25% and you have a 780 credit score, that's most likely your rate. If not, I'll help you at the end of this video, so stay tuned. Here's what's happening in the markets right now. Stock futures are under pressure again because of the Trump tariffs, and it looks like China is going to retaliate with the tariffs. So that's what we're going to see here shortly. We're going to see how the markets are reacting. So we're going to go over to Steve Leisman briefly here to give us his take on what's going on in the markets right now. Then when we come back, we're going to show you market reactions. The bond market's doing okay this morning. It's kind of flat there. But if you go over to the equity markets, they're getting hammered once again. So let's get over to Steve Leisman over at CNBC, and let's see what his take is on all these tariffs. And is it overblown, or what's actually going to take place? Is this going to be inflationary? That's what we're trying to figure out, because tariffs are on the forefront of today's news. Take it away.
A key question for markets: how will the Fed react to new U.S. tariffs? Senior economics reporter Steve Leisman joins us with a look at that angle of the story. How can they react when you don't know how long it's going to last, Steve? I would think they'd have to wait for some data points, since they, by definition, are data dependent. Would they take some preemptive? Would they make some preemptive moves?
No, I can't imagine. The preemption right now, Joe, is the talking and the gaming out and trying to give people sort of a heads up of how they're thinking about this. We got some of that yesterday. Tariffs, Joe, create this double-edged growth scare. It potentially depresses economic activity, at least for a time, while raising prices. And that could sort of tie the Fed's hands in its ability to respond.
Okay, so first I want to also explain to you guys, we have to pay attention to our economic data or economic calendar for each day. So for example, if we go over to today's economic calendar right through here, you're going to see down through here on Tuesday, there's really not much information coming in, but we do have a Fed official, the FOMC, that means they're on the Federal Reserve, member Williams speaking. So what are they going to say? Is this person dovish or hawkish? That's also, we have to pay attention to that. And then later today, we're going to have President Trump speaking. I don't know how the markets are going to react to this. So once again, I'm sitting here just thinking, okay, what's the markets going to do with all this? So let's go back to Steve Leisman so he can conclude his interview. And then we'll pick up where he left off, where we think the Federal Reserve is going to do, and the probabilities of future rate cuts. Let's get back to Steve.
Fed officials seem to be telegraphing just what Joe said. It's going to be difficult for them to cut rates into a tariff-induced rise in prices. At best, they're saying they need to be patient to see how the price increases work through the system.
Okay, so this is one of the Fed officials. He's from our Fed, and he's talking, kind of just giving some insight. So this is what happens when I say a Fed official speaks. They're usually speaking in front of a group of financial people or economists and things like that, and giving their take on it. Now, this is only one of several different Fed officials. So this is his take on it. So let's see what his take is on this, and then we'll get back with Steve.
Trying to parse out what are price level effects from what are inflation effects, right? What are first round effects, price level effects, from second round effects onto other prices and potentially wages, et cetera, right? I'm going to try and understand what is happening. If we're only observing price level effects, which are expected to phase out over time, then a look-through strategy may be the right thing to do.
That was Alberto Musalem, president of the St. Louis Fed.
So what he was saying basically is, are the tariffs long-term, short-term, a quick little negotiation tool? That's what we're trying to figure out at this point. So that's what they're going to talk about here shortly.
So if that's the case, and the Fed would likely look through the tariffs, inflationary effects, but if inflation expectations rise, Musalem and other Fed officials suggest the Fed may have to respond by keeping rates where they are or even hiking. Markets have boosted the probability of rate cuts amid weaker economic data and this increasing concern about tariffs. There's an 85% probability now of a first cut this year in June and a 78% chance of a second cut in September. All that might be optimistic and presumes weakening growth with no lasting inflationary impact. Krishna Guha of Evercore ISI says the road to that June cut would run through moderate tariffs. That means backing off the current levels against Mexico and Canada, coming with something other than that. Weaker job growth, declining inflation, and of course, contained inflation expectations. Musalem and other Fed officials have brought up the mistakes the Fed made in the 70s, where monetary policy did not respond correctly to inflation. Joe, they've made clear they're not going to be making that mistake this time.
It is, by definition, I think tariffs are, it's like the worst of both worlds. They're stagflationary, aren't they?
At least for a time they could be. You know, Joe, the other side of that is there's supposed to be some investments in the U.S. that would come from that. I think there's a big difference in timing. You just don't build factories and hire people and do domestic manufacturing.
Right.
The other problem, Joe, is that one of the commentaries I read yesterday suggested the problem with today's tariffs are that they make likely and even necessary the next set of tariffs, which are coming in April. So unless you do those tariffs, you make the North American supply chain much more expensive. You price it out.
Because, you know, the inflation, you'd want to raise rates. For a weakening economy, you'd want to cut rates. So it's just, it's like you're in a pickle. You're in a between a rock and a hard place.
Exactly. And the trouble, Joe, is that you remember Powell famously brandishing the 2018 Fed staff study about how to respond to the tariffs then. The context is different now, and that's something that bothers the Fed. You have higher inflation. You just had a bout of inflation. You're starting at a point where you're above the target. So the concern here, and you've seen this in some of the surveys of inflation expectations, even while the market measures of inflation expectations are relatively low, the survey measures are high. So the Fed has to watch that, and that's really going to determine how they can respond. If inflation expectations remain under control, they can respond with rate cuts to weaker growth.
So that's basically the take. So it's basically a wait and see policy, and then how the retaliations are coming and so forth. So sorry that was a little bit lengthy, but you got to get the full context of all that information. So let's get over to what we're thinking. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors, the inflation rate through here, the unemployment rate and GDP. What he's saying is there's going to be a lot of, you know, there's a lot of countries and companies coming to the United States to start building right now. That's going to take time. So that'll increase our GDP, but during this time, is the tariffs going to be inflationary, jumping in, you know, popping up inflation, causing a ripple effect all the way through equities and the bond market? But as you were watching that, I hope you were paying attention to the 10-year bond markets, because here's what we're looking at right now when it comes to the charting of bonds. So what we follow here on a daily basis is this chart right through here. This is a mortgage-backed security bond. So this is the bond that we follow, okay, that says right at the top, MBS. This is a mortgage bond. Understand what you're looking at. So what you don't have to follow with this is, as this price goes up, when you see green, look, it is so volatile right now. It's all over the map. When this number goes green, that means prices of bonds are going up. That means rates are coming down. So think of green as good news, okay? The bigger that green number, the better. When you're starting to see red, that's when rates are coming down. When the price of a bond goes down, rates go up. look at a five-day chart. This is a nice chart. So a lot of people were saying, okay, Dan, should I wait? Should I wait? Rates come down. Should I wait? Well, folks, this could turn on a dime. You could see inflation, you know, popping up, or the tariffs popping up inflation, and this could take a turn just as fast as we went the other way. You have to understand, here's where rates are. We had a nice rally right through here. There might be some profit taking in the bond market. So be careful if you're looking on the sidelines to refinance. You know, sometimes, you know, like I say, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Don't try to wait for it to go too low and miss out on maybe refinancing and saving $300, $400, $500 a month. So that's what we're going to talk about in that piece of the equation, the CME FedWatch tool. This basically tells us what the proposals is, or what the expectations are that the Federal Reserve is going to do anything with rates. And they said, well, they're supposed to cut. There's an 85% chance they're going to cut in June. That was what Steve Leisman said. Let's go through here. This is actually telling us in June there's a 50% probability that they're going to cut rates. So not sure where he's getting that data. And there's not a lot of information here that's telling us that they're going to cut. So this June actually went a little bit the other way. There was a little higher probability that they're going to cut in June based on this data. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Let's conclude, go back through. Mortgage rates are stable right now. The Dow Jones is getting hammered once again right through here. The 10-year Treasury, this is also what we're going to be following. Look at there. That not too long ago, about 2-3 weeks ago, this was 4.55. So we're half a point or half a percentage point off of the 10-year Treasury, and it has a good correlation when it comes to mortgage rates as well. Economic calendar for today is basically nothing. So based on this bond market that we're seeing right now, it's up 14 ticks. You can see mortgage rates come down a little bit today. So pay attention if you're looking to refinance, maybe save a little bit of money. This might be an entry point for those looking to buy. These rates, maybe a half a percent lower than where they were, could make that house payment a little more affordable for you if you're looking to also buy into this market. So let's conclude with my public service announcement. My name is Dan Frio, and I hope to be your nationwide mortgage loan officer, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, here's why I say this. If you have the ability to do this, God bless you, do it. Go out there and find that rate. You know, what we're not looking for is people just shopping and shopping and shopping. Okay, if you can do that on your own, God bless you. What we're trying to do is partner up with people that just need help. They're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So that's what we're here to help you. Basically, from application to keys in your hand. But before you do anything, go to optoutprescreener.com. This is my public service announcement. If you're looking to buy a house or buy a car, you need to do this thing. What this is going to do is it's going to stop your data from being sold from the credit agencies. Because what happens is when you put in a mortgage application or a car application, what happens is when we pull your credit, the credit agencies now sell your data to our competitors. Okay, if you want to stop that from happening, go to optoutprescreener.com, scroll down, click the button, and it'll take you literally 1 minute to do this. You'll thank me in the long run. So how do you reach me and how do you figure out what we do? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. There's a few different ways you can reach out to us. But here's what we do. We're looking to partner with you guys, maybe 10, 15 people a month, not just shoppers, people that need our help. Okay, we're licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. We have our products to offer you and 30 other lenders. These are banks, credit unions, mortgage companies. There's only a handful of companies in the business that do what we do. So reach out to us and help. You know, we can help you shop your loan and make sure you get the right program, as well as the most competitive rates and fees out there. So how do you do that? Go to therateupdate.com. You can either put in your application right through here where you can apply now, or you can click right here to schedule a one-on-one consultation, or you can scroll down to the bottom of the website. You're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. And we just added this for anybody that's owns a house now. If you're looking to refinance and want us to call you when a rate hits a specific number, scroll right up, and I don't like where this is, but we're working on changing it. Right through there, you're going to see it come up, Rate Watch. Plug in there if you're a homeowner, just click that button, put in your details about your mortgage now and what rate you would like us to call you when mortgage rates hits that. We'll make sure as soon as that rate hits that, we get you on the phone, get your application started. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Hope to see you back here at the closing bell to see how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.